7. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything that you want. Isn't that right, Manwich?
It's their show. All the listeners have to do is give us a call. Tell us where they're calling from, what their name is, what they want to talk about, how they're listening to us.
My name is Ian, and as you were just introduced, that is Manwich, and we're here to talk to you about absolutely anything, whether it be a personal issue, which we had one come up last night, as a matter of fact, or something political, or something, as has happened quite recently on this show, weird.
Something weird and conspiratorial.
Yeah. we had a bunch of people call in last night about this chemtrails issue, and I gotta say, you know, it generated more emails than any other topic that we've covered on this program has, so we're going to get to some of those emails here in a little bit. If you want to email the show, you can do so at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air. So there's the email option, there's the telephone option, again, the phone number 1-800-259-9231. But those aren't the only two ways for you to get interactive with this show. You can also get online at freetalklive.com, hop in our chat room. We're usually hanging out in there, and there's always some other people enjoying the chat room, which is, of course, free. Everything at freetalklive.com that you'll come across there is free. You'll never have to. There might be one or two things you have to register for, and that takes maybe a minute or two of your time. But besides that, you will not shell out any cash for your experience at our website.
Little time, no cash.
A little bit of time. Well, we'd like you to spend a lot of time, as a matter of fact.
If you get on the BBS, you will spend a lot of time. We have a bulletin board system where you can do posts, and we have almost 200 posters.
Almost.
With almost 2,000 posts. Is that about right?
That's about right.
Yeah. And you get on there, you start reading them, then you want to talk to people back and forth.
I think it's a really cool extension of the show because you not only get to interact with the Free Talk Live crew, you also get to interact with every other Free Talk Live listener who's registered on the BBS.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And there's 200 of them.
Not to mention there's some of them are our Shriners, as a matter of fact, which you can see our Shrine of female listeners online at freetalklive.com. And ladies, if you want to be a part of it, you can email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll add you to the Shrine. It is not a beauty contest, so be sure you check it out, and we definitely want you to become part of that. And there's much, much more there. The archive section, pictures, so log on at freetalklive.com. Coming up later on tonight, speaking of the BBS, there's something I want to get to from the BBS. It doesn't happen too often that we bring up BBS posts on the air. But if they're really, really good, and if it's a really interesting post, we'll bring it up. And one of them was made by Melissa on a BBS about Walmart possibly taking over the world or something like that, being an evil corporation that's going to destroy all other mom-and-pop stores. And so, well,
you think Walmart's responsible for the chemtrails?
Could be. anyway, speaking of chemtrails, since you bring that up, let's get right to these emails here. This one from someone without a name says, "Dear FTL, we've got a chemtrail down here in West Virginia." I guess he means it just stays in the sky. Is that what that means? It just sits up there every day and floats. In which case, how is it dangerous to you if it's just up there in the sky? He says, we've got
it's not dissipating.
Excuse me, I read it wrong. He says, we've got chemtrail down here in West Virginia. I inserted an A into that sentence, but he didn't write that.
Okay.
We've got chemtrail down here in West Virginia.
Be nice.
You've never seen them? Well, look for a normal contrail, and when it stretches from one side of the sky to another, that not a normal contrail.
And then late at night, Bigfoot comes. He'll steal away your hamburgers at your campsite.
Contrail disappear relatively quickly compared to the chemtrail. I'm no expert, but I've seen the difference with my own two eyes. Well, thanks for the email, Nun. We certainly appreciate that. And here's another one from Keith. Keith. He says, great to be skeptical, guys, but don't be too hard on those that consider them real. After all, until you do the research, just how do you know that they aren't real?
I spent all day looking at chemtrail sites and all that nonsense. I guess I've got something to say about it today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Say it now.
It's nonsense.
It's total nonsense.
Everything I see is about it is on crappy little websites that somebody is running off of their home PC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't believe you if you're just writing stuff on your home PC. There's no journalistic body that's out looking. I mean, believe me, this is, if this is real news, the journalists would be out looking for it. They don't care about the government. They don't care about the new world order. They care about getting ratings so that they make money. That's what they care about.
And I'll tell you what, you know what, that's
an interesting... You think otherwise? You're deluded.
Well, you know what, that's an interesting point that you bring up, because someone brought up the journalists last night, and I kind of sided with the caller, and I said, well, you know, the journalists aren't exactly doing the jobs that they're supposed to these days. They're not really questioning government. They're just kind of going along with the government line. But you know what, you're right. When journalists have a chance to get their hands on a personal interest story, like chemical poisoning... You know, Love Canal.
Why did they drag that Love Canal thing all over the place?
Because it's ratings.
It makes sense.
Pulling at heartstrings. And so if they could find evidence that people were being poisoned by mysterious planes in the sky, and I looked at some
or
of these
not.
Pictures.
I mean, some of these sites don't propose that they were necessarily being poisoned. I mean, most of them do. I mean, the more fanatical
true.
Of them. But
nonetheless, if that was something that was even minutely out there in America, some journalist, some major publication would pick it up, or some TV organization would run a story on it. I think you're right about that. And, you know, I've looked at a number of these emails that we're not going to cover here, just gave us a bunch of links. And I looked at some of them.
I looked at everything.
And I'll tell you what, man, it's just a bunch of crap. I mean, it's the biggest...
not real websites, I'm sorry.
I got to give the... I think these guys are in league with UFO hoaxers. But I think that I got to give UFO hoaxers more credit. At least they go out and build a little saucer and they tie it to a
cardboard
string.
Saucer
and
put it on the end of a stick and
right.
run it in front of the television.
At least they put some effort into their hoaxes. These guys are just taking pictures of contrails. And some of them are just getting into Photoshop. And I don't know what you were looking at earlier before we went on the air, but you were looking
nuclear
at these
nuclear explosions with contrails next to it.
What?
Yeah, I did get an article, though, that I think that is that does have something to say about the whole chemtrail thing here.
Okay.
It's by Neil Bortz. It's sort of written in the first person here. Driving to work in the wee hours of the morning, I didn't particularly like the cuts that they were playing on the local country station, and I sure didn't want to listen to replays of me, which, of course, Neil Bortz is a radio talk show host.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up listening to about 10 minutes of Art Bell, who is the granddaddy of them all as far as, you know, aliens and remote viewing. And I deeply respect the man in what he has done in the field of broadcasting. He has done some amazing stuff. Art Bell, truly a pioneer.
And he's a libertarian.
Everybody else, yes, it's true. And everybody else, copycats. While we're talking about chemtrails, time to turn off the radio. Oh, excuse me, they were talking about chemtrails. Time to turn off the radio. So these chemtrail folks seem to think that ordinary contrails that we see in the sky all the time, really nothing more than condensated moisture, are positive evidence of some sort of evil plot to introduce various dangerous chemicals into the very air that we breathe. It's all part of a government effort to poison us, to alter us chemically. Conspiracies are a hoot. The wilder they are, conspiracies are a hoot. The wilder they are, the more adamant their proponents. Politicians just smile. They love this stuff. While Americans are focusing on the contrail left over Oklahoma by Delta Flight 305 on the way from Atlanta to San Francisco, the politicians continue with their plans to disenfranchise voters who actually pay taxes, to use the war on drugs as a wedge to violate more and more civil liberties, and to wage a war on capitalism. Let's not worry about anything meaningful and real like Social Security reform that would actually change folks' lives. Let's worry about contrails.
And, you know,
this is how I feel. This sums it all up. Are you kidding me? Contrails in the air, and they can't come up with no evidence. The best evidence, I mean, chemtrails, I looked up everything, and there isn't a single credible-looking website.
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's
not
lots
at all.
Of kooky websites
hey,
out there.
Speaking
lots
of kooks, we may have one on the phones. Hopefully, he'll hang on through the break. We got someone who wants to talk about chemtrails. So hang on, Ian in New York. We are going to get to you coming up next. And if you want to dial in, and if you want to change the topic, you can do that as well as your show. So take control, 1-800-259-9231. Maybe we will talk about Bigfoot again tonight.
Ha! every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there will be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Manwich. Let's get right back to the, let's get right to the phones here. Let's go to Ian, one of my favorite names, calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing, huh? I just wanted to make a comment about chemtrails.
Now, wait a minute. Did you, no, hold on. Did you really want to know how we were doing, or did you just want to make a comment on chemtrails?
It seems like you guys are doing pretty good, so I think I already know.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
But, with chemtrails, I hear what you're saying about the crappy website. But you're making comments about, you know, with the media. You got to understand that mainstream media doesn't report everything, and they actually work for the military-industrial complex. So
that doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't make any sense.
No.
What about 9/11? What have they told us about that? You know, all lies.
What are they telling us about the Iraq war? No, I gotta agree with Ian on this one. I gotta agree with Ian because
you don't
the media.
That, hold on, wait. You don't think that Saudi Arabian guys blew up the towers on 9/11?
I think it's really hard to believe that our government, the same government that can't keep drugs out of its own prisons, the same government that can't do a damn thing right, anything it tries to do. I don't see how within 2 days' time, it was very, very fast after the event happened, that 9/11 happened, that they'd come out with a list of suspects. They knew who those 15 terrorists were like that. I mean, it was no problem for them to figure that out. And I just have this.
Do you think that maybe
plus the fact that some of these guys have shown up alive after the fact.
What?
It's really bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah, and that, they came up with that because they found a passport in the rubble days after, and then the Patriot Act was like passed, I think, a month later.
Well, you don't have to convince me the Patriot Act is an intent to take away our rights, but look, Saudi Arabia would be waging the biggest PR campaign if they could prove that these guys didn't exist. The fact is, 12 Arab guys flew four airplanes into fiery wrecks on September 11, 1991.
I don't know what the facts are. I know one thing's for sure. I don't believe the government story. Whatever the government tells me, I immediately don't believe it until it's like absolutely 100% proven.
The government wanted to blame Oklahoma on Middle Easterners, if you recall.
I do recall that.
And they didn't. Do you understand? They found some evidence that it was a bunch of white guys. I mean, do you think that's a conspiracy too, Ian?
Well, with Oklahoma City bombing, with the seismograph and the demolition evidence, there's a lot of evidence that say the bombs were actually inside the building.
I gotta say, I've looked at some of this stuff that he's referring to, and it's very persuasive. I mean, it is very persuasive. It sounds like you're kind of taking the government side just because that's the official line, man, which I'm not saying I believe what the conspiracy theorist is saying, but I'm also saying I definitely don't believe what the government says. So I don't know what the right answer is. I just know that I don't believe the official story. Period.
With the chemtrails, though, like, since 97, I've particularly notice them, okay? And if you know anything about the weather and predictions of weather...
You sound like quite the meteorologist yourself there.
Yeah. For the last couple of years, since basically for probably about the last 5-6 years, they're not able to predict the weather. You remember the hurricanes down in Florida?
Come on. Weathermen
they
have
were
never been good at their job.
On the coast, or coming back and forth. All the meteorologists...
Wait, are you suggesting? Hold
weathermen
on.
Have
are
always you, been bad at the weather. I remember looking at the news in the mid-90s, and I would say, I just turn it off during the weather because he's always wrong.
Wait, is he suggesting the weathermen are now more accurate because of chemtrails?
No, they're less accurate
now.
You ever hear of HARP? It's called HIP. It's the government agency.
Yeah, it's a big-ass site up in Alaska, and they're sending radio waves to control all our brains.
They have towers all over the place.
Please.
And with these chemtrails, they work with the towers, okay?
Wow, and where are you getting all this from? I just got to know, where are you getting all this from?
It's these videos.
Oh, it's not videos.
It's these money-making videos and these crazy-ass websites.
No, I'm a private researcher, so...
I wouldn't buy cat food off the websites that I looked at today.
So they're... The way, if anybody's listening that wants to fight the chemtrails, there's things called...
How are you going to fight them? Wait a minute. Big
Cloudbusters?
Go ahead.
Cloudbusters?
Wadbusters?
They're called Cloudbusters.
Cloudbusters, okay.
Yeah. And then you can get Orgon devices, Tower Busters.
Uh-huh.
And
what do you do? Like launch them up in the air with a potato gun or something?
No, actually, you make them with a... With, you make
Later
with,
on, they're going to bomb abortion
that'll,
clinics.
That'll
so
show
make
them.
With, you make them with resin, like polyester resin. With,
do you have to wear a tinfoil hat when you do it?
No. look up Orgonite. I'm serious.
No. Uh-huh. I've done all the
this
research.
This is total
I'm
quackery,
do
dude.
Trails.
It's
coop
total trails. Quackery.
It. Done.
Do you really believe that these trails are anything besides contrails, the natural
You can waste your life on it. I'm not wasting
create.
Any more of mine.
Well, yeah. Okay. I know a lot about aviation, okay?
Uh-huh.
With contrails, like you were joking around earlier,
yep.
They only last in the sky for so long, okay?
That depends on the conditions.
No,
I remember
doesn't.
When I was a kid, they'd get small, and they get wider and wider and wider. I remember sitting there watching them. I mean, they can be up there for hours.
No, I've seen them. When you have a jet flying 2,000 feet off the ground, spraying, spewing out two thick lines, and it's up there for hours, that is not contrails. That's chemtrails. And
we're all going to die.
Listen, anything that wasn't water, condensation, I mean, it would go down faster. If it was actually metal,
you mean heavier than air?
Heavier than air,
right.
It would fall.
Hello.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Hello.
I'm here.
What do you think about that, Ian?
If it was heavier than air, it would fall.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
It's not heavier than air. It's
how do they make barium lighter than air?
The reason why contrails disappear is because it's usually steam and gas is coming off from the engine. Now, what chemtrails are, they're actually chemicals that are lighter in the air, and they're made to disperse over the air. And then they're made
you know, I don't
want to
hear what it is. I want to hear some facts.
Why not
and
just pump it out of a chimney
none
somewhere?
None exist. There aren't any facts. All you got is kooky websites.
If it's lighter than air, then it's never really going to come down in any major form.
I've got to come up with my own kooky websites and
you're,
some
you're
really
coming,
weird
you're
videos.
You're just saying kooky websites because your mainstream media is not telling you that, and you know you're not getting pacified by that. But you know there's more websites that aren't kooky. Okay.
And I'd love to see.
Have,
I'd love to see.
Your head.
I would love to see a semi. I'd love to see a semi-legitimate website reporting anything on this particular issue. I just haven't seen it.
I don't think you're going to get that because Fox.
I just asked semi-legitimate
media.
I just want semi-legitimate. I don't want NBC.com.
Okay,
give me something.
You want a doctor to say it? There's a bunch of websites.
Oh, there's
the doctors.
Doctors. Just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you're an expert or smart,
or it doesn't even mean you're a doctor.
Okay,
go on my website later on tonight, and I'll be Dr. Manwich, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. These people just refuse to believe that this can be anything besides just regular old trails from airplanes. Now you know there's people out there that think that we're working for the media industrial complex.
Are they writing me a check is what I
yeah.
want to know. Is
I
media,
wish they were.
The media industrial complex going to write me a check?
If they're sending me checks, I need to know where they're sending them to.
I'll cut them a 60-second ad. We love the media industrial complex. The media industrial complex is great. There are no chemtrails. Bigfoot does not work for the FBI.
1-800.
The Freemasons are not trying to poison your water.
Quiet, you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to your call next. And you can change the topic if you want to. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. This week, we're looking at four-wheeled fortunes, otherwise known as cars so expensive, even J-Lo blushes at the price tag. Find out what fits in Jenny from the Blocks garage for $150K when I come back.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8. Choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
Her cool love may not cost a thing, but the tab for J-Lo's Bentley, more than 150 G's, is hotter than Mark Anthony's salsa. This four-seat coupe comes with a powerful 6-liter twin-turbocharged 12-cylinder engine and a top speed of nearly 200 miles per hour. And with power-adjustable leather seats, J-Lo's assets can be heated on cool evenings or set on massage to relieve diva stress. But don't let the word coupe fool you. This sporty luxury car has enough room for 4 adults, a teacup poodle, plenty of shopping bags, and maybe even a baby car seat. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is a toll-free telephone number for you to bring up anything you want, whether it be political, whether it be personal, anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we just got off the phone with Ian in New York, and it's, since it's the show about you and about your calls, we're going to go right back to the phones, back to the fun, to Jorge in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live, Jorge.
Hola, fellas. That's a good word.
Hola, man.
Are you not calling to talk to us about chemtrails, are you?
About the what?
Exactly. What's on your mind, sir?
Anyway, I was sitting through the commercials, and well, those are the stupidest commercials I've ever heard. That wasn't what I called, but they were really stupid. All right. Okay.
Hey, man, those guys pay our bills. Leave them alone.
I don't want to say anything bad about these sponsors, because I think Justin Grant, but those are really stupid. But
all right, well, you buy some airtime then, Jorge, if you got a problem with it. Go ahead.
Anyway, I thought of a topic that I'd like to talk about. I don't know if you guys ever talked about it before. It is magical genies.
Magical genies, okay.
You know, it's really appropriate for this evening.
Maybe one of them, maybe we can rub a lamp somewhere and have them make all the chemtrails in the sky go away, right?
Alakazam.
So what about
Alakazam, I like it.
Do you have an old lamp from the Middle East somewhere? Jorge?
No, I do not have one. I just thought it'd be interesting to talk about if the magical genie comes out of the lamp. Gives you the wishes of what you would wish for.
What would you wish for?
Yeah.
What?
What would you wish for?
What would your first wish be?
My first wish will be a beaver skin hat.
Okay, a beaver skin hat.
Is that so you could wear it while you're in your camouflage undies running around the forest with a sharp stick?
That comes to my second wish. Okay. It would be a new steak to hunt with. Because it's very hard to find a good solid steak to whack the deer with.
All right.
And the third wish would be a great big bag of marijuana.
It's nice to have a big bag of marijuana.
There's plenty of people around, I'm sure, where you live, where they can take care of that for you, man.
That's all your wishes.
Yeah. All right, man. There you go. You're set for life.
Yeah. What would you guys wish for if you had the magical genie?
That's a good question.
I'd like to be on more radio stations, especially in your town, Jorge.
Alakazam. Yes.
Let's see. I wish that we could get all the Republicans and Democrats out of office and replace them with small government libertarians, reduce the size of the state, and live in freedom. How about that? Just one
more. I like a name.
Thanks for the call, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you, dude.
We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Your wish is granted here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Let's see. I think that taps out the phone calls. Let's get back to the kooky emails. This one comes in from John, who says, Actually, John is one of the guys who is, he's called and emailed the show a number of times, and we've come to agreement with him on a number of issues, but
yes.
he's right there fairly, very firmly in the chemtrail camp. But I want to make it clear that even though we had kind of a testy call with Ian earlier in the show,
you're welcome to call.
There's probably a bunch of issues that we would agree with him on, but we just didn't have a chance to cover all that because we don't have eternal amounts of time here. So just because we disagree with you on one issue doesn't mean that we are going to disagree with you on everything. Anyway, John sends in a whole bunch of links, and one of these links goes to, again, another totally unknown website. I mean, just a zero website. And look at these pictures, Manwich. I don't know if you can... let me see if I can turn my monitor a little bit here. Now, the...
Looks like a contrail.
No, it looks nothing like a contrail. The allegation here is that this wispy, as he puts it, aerosol fibers rain down on a Texas town. And then they give a whole bunch of photographic evidence to support this claim. And it looks like somebody took a pen or a paperclip, something metal, and like scraped the actual photograph away in parts of it. It just looks totally, totally fake, totally modified. It doesn't look anything like fibers. I mean, look, if they've taken pictures of power lines with these white, kind of white stripes looking like they're sort of hanging off of them, but they don't really look like they're hanging. They just look like the picture's been modified. And you looked at a bunch of pictures before the show. They all look like they've been doctored.
Not even well.
And I looked at and then there's another site with just all kinds of, with photos of airplanes creating these so-called chemtrails. They don't look anything different from the contrails that we've all seen our entire lives flying after planes. I just don't get it. 1-800-259-9231.
I hate the idea of using precious airtime to talk about...
This is a spider's web. This is a spider web. Is this supposed to be these aerosol fibers, whatever that means? And he shows a picture of a stop sign with a spider web hanging off of it.
Well, like I said, I read that article by Neil Bortz, and the politicians love this stuff because they know if you're worrying about chemtrails, you're not worrying about what they're doing to take away your freedoms.
And finally, the final chemtrail email from Sheila, who says, "Hey guys, kind of kooky? Then what's not? Do you never look up
at
the sky?
What isn't kooky?
Carnicom.com is a great website for online info. These are being spray all over the world." That's right, she said, "These are being spray all over the world. There are large white flumes that are laid out and stay there."
Be nice, we want to try to get her for our Shrine of Female
That's
listeners.
True. She did say she said later on she would have called in. barium, aluminum, and fibers are among the substances found in these chemtrails. I will try and... So didn't our earlier caller say that they somehow made it so these chemicals float in the air, this barium and aluminum? I mean, it just seems to me that if you shred it up an aluminum can or whatever and spread it in the air, it might float around for a little bit while the currents took it someplace, but eventually it would come down, and I think probably sooner than a contrail would.
Well, and then it looks remarkably like spider webs when it gets here.
I don't even know if that was related, but she says she's going to try to forward an article out of the Eugene Register Guard that came out last year asking kids to count the contrails that are helping save us from global warming for Earth Day. Now, I don't know if that's legit. If she actually comes up with the article, I'll take a look at it. It sounds like a newsy sort of website, like a local newspaper that's a little bit more,
yeah,
I guess,
it's
a little
than
bit more credible
today.
Than the junk that we've seen.
I'm just at the end of my rope at looking at a kook trail website.
I agree with you.
I've looked at so many of them. The websites are so bad. The pictures are so doctored.
She says, while living in Arizona, known for its clear blue skies, we started noticing these contrails. It did not go away. They would spread out, and pretty soon you had a hazy, overcast day. This is not normal for Arizona. We researched what we could on the web. Whenever you try to get information from the government agencies, you get nowhere. Well, that's not because they're trying to cover it up. That's because they're incompetent, and they're a bunch of lazy asses. They sit around their offices all day, and they just don't return phone calls. That really doesn't have anything to do with sinister behavior. She says, "You guys are so young that you probably don't remember the days when we had truly blue, clear skies, or when a plane put out a contrail that had disappeared while the plane was still in sight. Hardly ever. I hardly ever have seen that. Have you, Manish?
No.
Where the contrail just disappears while the plane is still in sight? Especially if it's a major, like a 757.
It all depends on angle.
And it probably depends on sky conditions as well, I would guess. She goes on to say that Aerosol Crimes is a great video that you need to get and watch. It is all documented, but without real answers from those in government because they don't want people to know what they're doing. And we'll talk about more of this crazy stuff. 800-259-9231, unless you're bored to tears. Call in and change the topic. Don't tune out. It's your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight live, but from 9 to 10 you do get an extra hour of the show. That's our Time Warp Hour, but soon to be live. I'm predicting by the end of this month we'll have 3 hours a night live.
You're so good at this prediction stuff.
Well, I have my sources. 1-800-259-9231. Well, you can bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever is on your mind. You can also email us in regards to anything. Of course, your phone calls are going to go on the air. Your emails probably will go on the air. I mean, obviously, we're not going to read everything that we get in here. We're not going to read all your links and all that other stuff. We're not going to read forwards. But if it's a persuasive email, if it's interesting, we'll throw it up there. FTL@freetalklive.com. FTL@freetalklive.com. And speaking of freetalklive.com, log on there. Get interactive with us in the chat room. The bulletin board system. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Grab the last 6 days' worth of the show in archive format. All of it is free at Free Talk Live. chemtrails@gmail.com. Let me finish this email here, and then hopefully we can get off this chemtrail issue. Again, reading the email from Sheila. She says that you profess to believe in God and homeschool your kids.
I believe in God. I don't homeschool. I believe in homeschooling one's children. I don't have any kids, and neither do you.
I firmly believe in homeschooling of children. I think it's a great idea. I think that the evidence definitely points to the fact that homeschooled kids, for the most part, seem to be more well educated, more intelligent than your average school kids.
Okay.
Because isn't it always a homeschooler that wins the spelling bee every year?
They clearly get better.
Maybe they're just really good at spelling.
The teachers care more, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And again, I don't have kids either, and I personally do not believe in God. She says, do you read the Bible? In the scriptures, God tells us that Satan is his adversary. And she's one of those people that capitalizes the H in his.
I believe in God. I don't believe in the devil.
Really? So you don't subscribe to the whole thing, then?
No. What do you mean, the whole thing, what?
Well, the whole deal about Lucifer falling from heaven and going to the... You know.
That's a little much to believe from a modern, free-thinking individual.
Okay.
I mean, please. The devil? The devil makes people do things?
Well,
she's out there pulling people's strings and stuff?
Well, she's saying that the men pulling our strings believe in God, and they believe in Lucifer, and they choose to worship Lucifer.
Well, I think that if you believe in devil, you might believe that you know, you might believe in that whole conspiracy thing. Yeah.
There really are evil men who believe they're doing good by decreasing the population of the Earth to save Mother Earth. Did she just make that up? I mean, how does she know? And how does she know that even if this is all true, that that's why they're trying to kill off people is so they can save the planet? Like these evil politicians, that's their goal, is to save Mother Earth, so they're going to kill off humanity. It just seems totally, totally nuts. Then who's going to make their cell phones? Then who's going to make their ritzy BMWs that they drive around New York City? Who's going to cook their food? You know, that self-interest. Even evil people have self-interest, and they want to enjoy the life that they have.
Even bad people know what good things are.
She says, so-and-so has excellent videos that I shouldn't have read the other websites that she plugged in, but I accidentally did. So-and-so has excellent videos and audio tapes and books to educate you on these important matters. Also, you made fun of people who are concerned about the fluoride in our drinking water.
Now, I don't remember doing that at all.
No, I don't. I don't think we've talked about fluoride for quite a while. I mean, it's come up before on the show.
It's been
in the past when we were a local show.
Since we talked about fluoride. And I think fluoride's just something silly. Like, politicians thought, fluoride seems to work in toothpaste. Let's put it in the water.
And it's probably not a good idea to just... Just randomly add chemicals to our drinking water.
No, but politicians, that's the kind of power they have.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing you should stand up against.
Right.
And while you're worrying about contrails,
you're
not standing up against them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You can sit here and you can call every talk radio show, and of course most of them won't let you through. We will, on the other hand. We'll let any topic through at 1-800-259-9231, so you can't claim that we're trying to censor you. But you can go ahead and spread the word as far and wide as you possibly can. And obviously, despite all of these people who feel so strongly about these issues,
right,
the word ain't spreading far and wide. Most people don't know what in the hell chemtrails are. Really, nobody knows.
No.
It's because it's totally unbelievable. And it's like you said, you're wasting all this time, all this energy creating websites and videos and audio tapes about chemtrails and about the Yeti and about all this other, it's just silly stuff, or fluoride. Spend that time volunteering for the Libertarian Party, or spreading the word about freedom and spreading the word about liberty.
Make a difference.
Yeah, make people start to look at their lives.
Make a noise about crazy stuff.
Right, make it so people, help other people in your life start to realize that there are problems with the United States, but the problems, and even if these are all true, even if we're wrong, Manwich, and there really are evil people in government who are spreading chemicals throughout the sky, that's just another argument to reduce the size. That's just another argument to reduce the size of the government. That's the real issue here, is getting government out of our lives. Because if government is small, if we didn't have a military, there'd be no military jets up flying around in the skies releasing chemicals. Of course, some of these pictures that I saw were 757s. Like, what are they doing? Are they hooking up these chem boxes to the wings of the planes, and they're flying on commercial flights? They're doing these things. Why hasn't anyone at the major airports seen these? There's got to be. They're not putting the chemicals in the wings. That's where the fuel is. So where are these chemicals coming from? Haven't any of the ground crews at the airports noticed these funny contraptions attached to the 757?
Yes, but they're part of the big conspiracy.
Oh, everybody's in on it.
The thing is
they've all been threatened, right? It's crazy.
99% of the population must be in it.
Crazy. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So do something real and help people understand that smaller government will protect us all, even from crazy stuff like this. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Talk Live is your show. You take control. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Our lovely phone screener, George, will very quickly screen your call. This is not a heavily screened show. All we want is your name, where you're calling from, one word, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. That's it. You then get put on hold, and we then put you on the air, and you can talk about anything. This is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we've just kind of been all hour long here, just been going over all these issues and sub-issues in regards to the quacky chemtrail issue, or as some people call it, kook trails, because really, they're right up there in the realm, I think. They're right up there with the UFO hoaxers. I mean, some of these people probably really do believe it and are just taking pictures of regular contrails, thinking they're chemtrails. But there are people out there, I know, because we saw the pictures. There are people out there intentionally trying to hoax people on this. That's all that most of this is. It's hoaxes. You're being fooled.
There's no conspiracy. That's what the case is.
And the hoaxers aren't working together in a conspiracy either. They're just individually trying to bring some attention to their piddly little websites and trying to get some sort of recognition, just like all the people who claim that they got abducted by aliens are trying to get some recognition, trying to get their 10 minutes of fame. I don't think this is really anything more than that.
Well, I've been working on this DVD that you can slide into your computer, and it's all about chemtrails and how the Yetis...
you're going to sell it for $49.99 plus shipping, right?
...have a conspiracy with the Illuminati to, you know, take over the world. And
maybe the Illuminati...
call in now and get it.
Maybe the Illuminati...
for a special introductory price.
Maybe they really are Yetis. Maybe the Yetis are going to take over the world again. anyway, let me finish this email up here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Well, it's Nessie from the Loch Ness Monster that's running this whole show. I mean...
she's the brains of the operation.
That's what the hook at the end of my DVD is going to be. Nessie's running the whole thing.
They were looking at huge lawsuits. She's talking about fluoride. She says that there's some book, and, you know, any schmo can write a book. Look at all the talk radio hosts out there that have their own books.
Everyone has one, and we'll have one before long, too.
Any jackball can write a book. just like Ian called in earlier. Well, do you want me to get you some doctors that will testify? Dude, there's plenty of doctors out there that are total quacks. Just because you're a doctor doesn't make you an expert. Just because you're a doctor doesn't make you better than everyone else. And in the same way, just because you're an author doesn't somehow give you knowledge that other people don't have. But anyway, she says that they were looking at lawsuits as to the damage done by fluoride to farm and farm animals, possibly people in the area in the Manhattan Project. They decided to come up with a PR campaign to convince people that fluoride was good for their kids' teeth. Well, I think that fluoride is good for your damn teeth.
Well, the American Dental Association says that it's good for your teeth. So
yeah.
I have to say, I'm going with the American Dental Association, not
especially,
with Georgina. Or
right, especially considering the fact that they're actually compared to doctors, dentists are very lightly regulated compared to doctors. There's a lot more competition there. The fact that they have done vetted studies, and that means that people have duplicated the studies that show that, yes, indeed, fluoride is good for your teeth, but you're not supposed to swallow the stuff. So I'll agree with that. It should not be in our drinking water. I agree with that much. She says they knew the scientists that knew better were silenced by intimidation or by being ignored by the mainstream. No, if they'd come out with some sort of documented legitimate study that showed that, yeah, this is bad for our teeth, I think that would get out in the mainstream.
Truly.
You've seen the media report on anything that threatens our health. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. It's every other week something changes. Anyway, she says she would have called us, and maybe she will sometime. Sheila, we certainly appreciate your email, and you can call the show and bring up anything you want. It's 1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk about World War II and Walmart next.
U.S. Gold.